This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
How you doing?
I am good. I am really good.
Good. Things all right? Nice weekend for you?
Yeah, really good weekend.
Did you move it all on Saturday? No. That'd be the real question.
Well, does reaching for the remote count? Does walking to the refrigerator for 23rd straight time? Can I tell a real quick story?
Sure. Why not? Monday at 7, you can do what you want to do.
Real quick, we got 1,000 things to get into, which we will.
We'll cover, you think?
We'll cover everybody. Again, 844-SAY-ACCN. We have new neighbors who I've not met yet. All right, they moved in about a month ago. I've not met them yet.
On the street?
Yeah, catty corner. Right, you pass their house right when you come in to the basement.
Got it.
And they had a big party this weekend, an Oktoberfest party.
In September?
Yeah, but I mean, it's in conjunction with everybody.
Well, usually people have Oktoberfest parties. They have it in October.
Just hang with it. So Amy says to me, she knows that I hate going to parties. I really...
Real social butterfly.
Well, I mean, listen, all I do all day is socialize. I'm paid to socialize all day. So by the time I get to the weekend, what do you mean? I do 3 hours of national radio.
I got it.
This with you.
I got it. You're not going to Oktoberfest with the neighbors.
Well, I mean, plus Saturday is a working day. Saturday is actually the busiest day for me during the week. Because all you do is watch games and you take notes. At least I do.
That's right.
Sure. You're up there having coffee with whatever in the press box. But I watch every game. So Amy says to me, hey, our neighbors are having an Oktoberfest party.
And you've been invited.
Yeah, of course. And I said, that sounds great. When is it? She goes, Saturday. I said, I'm out. I mean, there's no way. And ironically, I've not met the neighbors yet. And the guy is a really big fan of the show. And so, like, I need to go say hello to him and all that, but I just can't. I got games, it's crazy. So Amy goes to the party. So she says, well, first of all, I got to make something that's... I said, well, make a strudel. You make a strudel, everybody. Who doesn't like strudel, right? America loves strudel, especially Oktoberfest. And so she says, well, you've got to dress up. I said, well, I'm definitely out if you've got to dress up for a party.
Dress up like what?
Well, it's October. You know, it's a German festival. Hans and Franz, bring your Stein. I don't know. I didn't go. So, long story made short. The Ryder Cup's on.
Yes,
so
it is.
So Amy's telling me the story.
America lay in the wood.
They did, woodshed. Mm-hmm. So Amy's telling me the story about the party while I'm sitting here watching the Oregon game, right? And I'm trying to like listen to it, but I'm really not listening.
So this is late. Arizona was late night.
Well, I watched till 2 o'clock in the morning.
I figured you did. Go ahead. Yeah.
This is the afternoon part of my gig. So she's telling me about this. She says, they've got TVs everywhere. They got food everywhere. She said, the party was fantastic. The neighbors are great. Put a great party on. You missed a great time. I said, I'm sure it did. So she said, the Ryder Cup's on. Mm-hmm. And a woman standing beside her, Amy walks up, and the woman standing beside her goes, oh, this is dreadful. And Amy goes, well, what's the matter? And she says, we're getting killed. And Amy's like, and of course, Amy, my wife, looks in the screen. She goes, oh, no, the Americans, we're winning. She goes, I'm from Sweden. I went, please, it's not we when you're in our country. You can't go we in the United States of America. Thank goodness I wasn't at this bash. That would have been straightened out immediately. You're not the Swiss. That's Sweden. That's not Switzerland. All right? Big difference.
No, because we know.
The Swiss. Now we're tying it into the ACC. There you go.
Because Friday night, the Swiss... Right?
They were good, man. Now, listen, we had surprises all over the place. All right? We're going to address all these games today. All of them. All right?
We have one guest. To show you how serious we are about this statement, we have one guest today. Jeff Sims.
That's Georgia Tech. They're added to this list I'm about ready to give you.
Okay.
But there were three things that popped at me this weekend.
The Swiss?
That was number one.
The Orange?
No, but that was a really good win.
Yeah, a great win.
Really good win.
And right? A heck of a finish.
Tremendous. We had great finishes in the league this week.
Yes, we did.
But the three things popped at me. Wake Forest, true domination of Virginia. Did not see that coming. In Charlotte.
Both sides of the ball.
The Deacs, well coached, no surprise, well prepared, always played smart. But they were complete. I mean, that was a dismantling.
And I have now... I have a small list of concerns this morning maybe three or four deep of concerns, and Virginia defensively is a concern.
No, amen. Okay. Right, back to back. We said Wake, excuse me, the Swiss, doing what they did really surprised me because I didn't think they'd win the game.
All right,
much less dominate the game. That's one.
Okay, what's the other?
NC State. So it didn't shock me they won. It's how they won.
Right,
right. They controlled the game. Clemson's offensive woes are offensive. I mean, quite frankly, I mean they. I don't even know what that is, watching the Tigers.
Every once in a while, I think you have to lose to win.
Says a guy from Atlanta.
What has that got to do with anything? All right, so I think you have to lose to win. I think you have to battle your own adversity, not just the season adversity of losing an actual game. I think you have to go through things to sometimes. How many years ago were we, what was it, we were 5-6 years ago, we were talking about the missed field goal at Clemson late in the game by NC State?
Right. It looked like deja vu all over again, right?
Absolutely. And look, I've always had kind of a soft spot for kickers who go through these things mentally because it's like trying to hit a golf ball. That's another story.
Said the Euros.
But NC State won the game Saturday twice. They won the first 60 minutes, and then they won overtime. They handled the mental side of that adversity flawlessly on Saturday.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
So,
Agree. All right. So that to me was a surprise. How they won it. Again,
sure. Because that would not have been the script that any of us would have thought would be successful.
Correct. Okay. 100%. And then the third surprise for the weekend for me was what happened in Atlanta.
Prime time, absolutely.
Well, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Well, Carolina scores first, and you're thinking, okay.
Right. Here we go.
Here we go. Georgia Tech. Repeat of Saturday night. Right. Georgia Tech, nice effort at Clemson.
Right, a little flat. Not
Sam
really
Howell
home.
Scores from 22 yards out.
You got it.
And then, know what happened?
Woodshed.
El Dorito.
I mean, that was a woodshed. And so, I mean, the weekend was totally upside down, which is great for college football, number one. It's what we've harped on from day one, right? The thing that's so great about this sport is that every stinking week there are storylines that you can't even imagine.
And this year in particular.
Well, it's been magnified in September.
Correct.
Certainly is. But, I mean, for the most part, college football, that's why I always go off on hairdos and talking heads that are worried about who's in the college football playoff in week two. Shut up. I mean, this is understand what this sport is. Every week it's great. And you can look at a slate of games coming up and go, it's not the best week of games. I got news for you. I'm going to promise you there's going to be five or six things that happen in those games that you're going to go, oh, my God, can you believe what's happened?
Right.
We've seen 25 teams in the AP lose in September. All-time record. 13 to unranked teams.
Right.
It goes back to the Dave Clawson theory that he told everybody a month and a half ago. And nobody said boo. We talked about it thinking, hey, it's an interesting concept, and it is unfolding right in front of your very eyes.
Our friend Brian Ives, I give him credit for this tweet now because it took a lot for him to put this down.
Given, a lot of numbers.
Given the climate of his Saturday night, the ACC is officially upside down. Combined record for six teams to receive preseason votes to win the ACC, 13-11. Combined record for eight teams to not receive preseason votes to win, 23-9. I mean, how much more evidence do you need right there?
That what the media has no idea what we're talking about?
But that the league, okay, and you're going to hear the national piece of this is going to be about how the ACC is not going to make the college football playoff and all this other stuff, and it's going to be the whipping boy a little bit of the Nationals.
Right, because it's September 27th, that's important.
That's important on September 27th for you to know that the league is potentially eliminated from the college football playoff.
And it could very well be.
That's it.
But we'll know that in, I don't know, December.
But we also have nine more weeks of college football. Okay? Nine more weeks. And I still, Roddy Jones and I were talking about this weekend. I still believe you're looking at the potential of a zero and about 8-1 loss teams or whatever the case may be.
I don't know.
And if it happens, great for college football because the competitive nature of this sport, as Pac just told you, is showing. And why? Go back to the Dave Clawson theory. Every time you want to know why this is happening this particular year, start thinking of those three things Clawson talked about.
Yeah, I have no earthly idea who's going to be in the college football playoff, and
right
I'm not
going
to worry about it on September 27th.
That's
what I do know is that every Saturday is bizarro in college football. And I do know that the race to Charlotte.
Oh, my gosh.
The race to Charlotte. And we talked about this last week. We know about the coastal chaos, right? We don't have to sell anybody on that.
Nope.
But the Atlantic has been owned by Clemson for the last 6 years. It's been owned by Clemson and Florida State for a decade. All it takes is one game.
And it happened.
And it was this game that we talked about. It had to be this game. Talking about NC State Clemson. For all of a sudden, the Atlantic to take a sip out of the coastal coffee and go, guess what? Fake left, go right. What's going on here? And now, if you're NC State, I got Robert over here with his NC State gear. He's got the pom-poms out. Because
Mia's in school at NC State, and Robert went up there. And now he's,
he got now the pom-poms
now he jumped on. He's jumped on.
He was talking big before.
Well,
he's
giving,
I'm giving props. But all of a sudden, guess what? The Atlantic goes through Raleigh. No disrespect to the folks in Winston-Salem or Chestnut Hill. All right? You guys are still undefeated.
Perfect.
And are going to have something to say about it. But you know what? NC State's got the one behind them that everybody's got to deal with. And I don't know how good Clemson is. I'm going to be honest with you. After September, given the injuries, what happened over the weekend, and their offense continues to really be in quicksand, and I don't know what they're going to do. But if you're NC State, man, you don't have to worry about that.
All right.
Because Dave Dorn's smoking cigars and living large. And you know what? The good thing, too, I think, for NC State?
Yeah.
Is you don't have a conference game this week. I think that is
playing Skip Holtz and Louisiana Tech.
Now, be careful.
Absolutely. That team took Mississippi State to the wire in week one.
They killed Mississippi State until they threw up all over themselves in the fourth quarter and lost.
That's a little graphic.
That's what they did. I mean, they were killing Mississippi State.
They were, yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
NC State knows about Mississippi State. So, I do think it's a good news for NC State. They don't have, like, Boston College coming to town this week or an ACC game. So, but they're going to have to get over the emotion of Saturday and understand, guess what? The target's on. Totally different world. So it's going to be fascinating to watch how NC State handles it. And it's going to be fascinating to watch how Dave Clawson and Wake Forest, Jeff Hafley and BC now look at the division and go, guess what? We got a shot here, boys and girls. Now, number one, we're playing good football. We haven't lost a game. We still get to play NC State, and Clemson is beyond wounded. So, again, tag, you're it. And if you're Clemson, hey, how do you handle this? You haven't been in this situation in 7 years.
A long time.
Where all of a sudden, hey, offensively, they're a mess.
Long time.
And they got some defensive injuries that are going to be a deal. So it is a fascinating storyline in the ACC on both sides.
We got plenty to go. But when we come back on this Monday, holy smokes, Wolfpack in the house. And then you know what? Everybody thought going downtown in Atlanta, a lot of Carolina people will be there. Well, so is Jeff Sims. Big wins for the Pack and the Jackets. Stay tuned. Packer and Durham continues on a Monday.
Packer and Durham is presented by the Eat Fresh Refresh at Subway.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham, presented by the good folks at Subway on this Monday morning. 844-SAY-ACCN is the number for the program. I mentioned we're going to cover every game from Friday through the weekend, because it was a bizarre weekend in the league.
We got a short week, too, because we have Thursday night game this week.
And Virginia's got a lot of work to do, and Miami's coming off.
They're going to play somebody. Miami's going to play somebody that actually knows what they're doing this weekend.
At least offensively. Right?
Yeah.
Who's got some work to do? All right, let's get to NC State and Clemson.
I get credit yet?
For what?
Saying that this was possible last week?
Go run for it. Run it. Run. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I had a feeling that all the elements were pointing. The Mississippi State thing, I still think the veteran depth of NC State, the competitive depth of NC State counts. I think the long game has played out. The program is to a point where they were ready to survive and advance a little bit, to borrow the old Jimmy V logic. I just felt like NC State was in a position that if they could keep the game in front of them, which they did, Pack.
They did.
They would have a chance to win.
I thought they did more than keep it in front of them. They dictated the game.
I thought so, too.
I mean, 32 first downs to 10. I mean, I can give you all the numbers you need to know. Time of possession, 42 minutes to 18. Mm-hmm. Offensive snaps, 96 to 49 or something like that. It was 46. Yeah, 96 to 49. That's controlling the football game. They moved the chains.
Right.
They fell behind, didn't panic.
Right.
And I thought that was an important thing, too. All of a sudden, man, DJ Uiagalelei throws one, and you're like, phew! Oh, there is kind of what we expected. Now you're down seven. How are you going to handle it? Well, they handled it. You know what? Was it chippy early? We thought that was going to be the case.
It was.
Penalties galore. It was ridiculous in the first half. But then everybody settled down and played football. And it was a old school, rock 'em, sock 'em defensive affair. But NC State, I thought, dictated the way the game was played. And to be honest with you, Wes, when it was 14-14 and they're lining up for the game winner,
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking, well, the first thing you thought of was 5 years ago, right? Here we go again. Mm-hmm. And doggone it, it Dunn goes, looks like me trying to hit a shot on Topgolf. You're thinking, how in the world? Are we really going to overtime in this game?
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, at this point in time, I'm thinking, doggone, Clemson's going to find a way to win this game. Somehow, they're going to win this game. That's what I was thinking.
A lot of surrender cobras in the seats.
Because it was
there.
Like, why is this game in overtime?
That's exactly right.
But we've owned it for 60. How in the world are we going to play extra bonus
and
football?
And this is where you find out. And we've talked about this before. It's not what happens this year. It's what happens in the previous couple years, right? It's about building. This is kind of where I keep talking about long games sometimes. This is kind of where you win with the long game. And, yeah, it was a details ball game at the end, right?
Yeah.
But you've got to be able to handle those moments. And you saw NC State handle those moments Saturday.
Sure did.
And I think that's really important. And these are still college kids, and these are big stages now. I mean, you know, there's a lot wrapped up into this. And a lot of credit to Coach Dorn and his staff about the way it was going on. Now, here's a caution point. It was a battle of attrition for Clemson. We started losing people. Your Dabo Swinney, your best friend's not your assistant, it's your trainer. You got to find out who can go, what's the status. You lose, I guess, Brzee went down first, then Shipley. Is that right?
Skalski went first.
Skalski first, then Brzee,
right.
Then Shipley.
Right.
All of a sudden, Clemson's like, you got depth, you got all these four and fives, and everybody else coming in there. Let's find out what the deal is.
Yeah, you lost three stars there. Now, Brzee's out for the year. That
yep.
came out yesterday.
Shipley, ACL.
They expect back, who knows, 4 to 6 weeks. I don't know what that means, but, you know, we'll see where that is. And Skalski was an unknown. But, boy, you throw Tyler Davis in there as well. I mean, you lost two defensive tackles this week that you could argue maybe the two best in the league. So, guess what? You've recruited well, next man up, all that stuff. But nobody's feeling sorry for Clemson.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you that right now. It's like, hey, you guys have been the king for God knows how long. Now you have to play catch-up. And the Tigers have so many issues on the offensive
Ooh.
Side. You know, what you thought was, maybe it was just a bad week. No, that wasn't a bad week. That was a bad month
right.
of offensive football.
Yeah.
And, you know, Wes, they got to figure that bad boy out. And I'm not sure you can after 4 weeks. I really don't. I think they'll get better. But there are issues there that I'm afraid they've got. That's tag year it for 21. You got to figure that deal out.
Yeah. And it's now become more of a collaborative situation than just, oh, by the way, the offensive line. Oh, by the way, this. It's now the entire unit, not just a sequence of the unit. And it's, you know what? Here comes Boston College now, Saturday night in primetime, right here on ACC Network, undefeated. And, oh, by the way, running the football last week. Now, will that be a different team you run it on Saturday night? Absolutely. Missouri and Clemson are at opposite ends of the rush defensive spectrum of life. But nonetheless, Clemson, I'm sure BC is going to get Clemson's full attention this week because Tigers now have to look inside as much as they do outside about where their football team
is. That's exactly right. And if you're NC State, the flip side is, okay, bam, you got the signature win, right? The bugaboo. You exercise the demon, right? Now, Dave Dorn said, the curse is broken. Number one, I don't believe in curses. Right? Number one, I don't believe in curses. Number two, here's when the curse, quote unquote, curse is broken, when you're holding the trophy.
Well,
that's, I mean, listen, everybody gets good wins, all the great stuff. But when you hold the trophy, if you're into this stuff, we haven't won anything since, that's the deal.
Yeah.
So, but I digress. For NC State, I mentioned to you, I think it's great that they don't have a conference game this week. But you do have Louisiana Tech, and do not sleep on Skip Holtz's guys. Just telling you.
Yeah.
They can play. They'll be excited to see you. You can't just lay an egg salad sandwich this week and go, man, what happened? What was that team that played Clemson? They now have a different vibe in Raleigh. All of a sudden, Clemson's behind you. You don't have to deal with them.
Yeah.
You got a zero in the loss column in the league. There's that anticipation that guess what? We control our destiny. No disrespect to the folks in Winston-Salem or Chestnut Hill or anybody else. Now there's a different pressure on NC State to close. That will be the deal.
Eerily similar to when they beat Liberty last year and then had to kind of finish the season. They were kind of on that ascent.
Yeah, but beating Liberty has nothing to do with the league.
But they were, you know, that's kind of where you got to handle that non-conference game and keep moving. It'll be interesting to see kind of how they handle the week and process it. But by the way, after the game, the huddle exclusive. This is a huddle exclusive. Post game with Dave Doran. No calls allowed except this one.
Well, we got a cigar right here. We got a solo cup.
Attaboy. We got a solo cup. We got a cigar. Tell me how we're feeling after that memorable moment, that memorable game, the game of the year thus far in a conference, Coach.
Yeah, well, I'm so proud of our staff and the players, and got to give God the glory, man. It's been a 9-year journey to get it done, and Clemson's a great program, and we've had them 3 times before and couldn't close the deal, so there's no flinch in this group right here, man. I'm so proud of them, and I thought we really, really played well tonight, you know, dominated the time of possession, ran the ball, won the line of scrimmage. Super proud of these guys and excited about what's coming next.
Coach, you're out there amongst the people. You talk about how it's been a journey these 9 years. What does a moment like tonight mean to you?
Man, I can't put it into words. You know, it's when we missed that field goal regulation, I was just like, all right, we're not going to flinch. We're going to find a way to win this damn thing. And the guys did it. And, you know, it was a tearful moment. I'm super happy they let the fans run down on the field for the players. I think that's special. That's college football, man. That's what it's all about.
That's what I was going to ask you about your fans. Talk about those just during the game and after the game.
How about that Wolfpack? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the fans were live tonight. They were on fire. They were awesome. They were so loud. And I said, I don't just need attendance. I need participation. And that's what we got tonight, man. If I could hand them all syrup bottles, I would. They were incredible.
That's a great line. If he could hand them all syrup bottles.
You know what? If I won the lottery, that's exactly how I'd look. If I won the lottery.
Solo cup and a cigar?
You better believe it. I don't even smoke.
I know.
I mean, he just looked like he'd won the lottery, didn't
he? Oh, yeah.
I mean, good for him. They've ruined his guys, man. They worked their tails off.
I would say to NC State fans, he's right about the environment. Carter Finley delivered on Saturday.
And it has in the past.
Yeah, it has in the past. It's always been a tough venue for opponents and a great atmosphere.
Yep.
And they were ready for Clemson. I'll also say, too, think about the long game in the ACC that you've played. From the time he took that job and they went winless his first year, and then they had 3 straight years of 3 wins in the league, you know, in building it back. Now, you had the outlier we've talked about a couple of years ago where the injuries and everything else sidetracked
that's
the season.
An important thing to bring up, though, is 2019, because at the end of that year, he was playing with guys that, quite frankly, shouldn't even been on the field.
Right.
But he had no choice. And now, you know, all that experience, you go back and look at 2019, it certainly helps you in 21.
Yep. Let's go to Atlanta. Saturday night in prime time. We already touched on this. You thought the way that ball game started, Sam Howell, 22-yard run, 7-0. What are you thinking then, big boy?
I'm thinking woodshed. And I was right, except the other team won.
Yeah. And then Jeff Collins and Dave Patenaude kind of had a feel for this. They knew when to go Jordan Yates to Jeff Sims. They had, and again, I haven't heard Collins say it was scripted. I haven't heard Patenaude say anything about it. I'll be interested to know kind of the logic and the feel on this, because 10 came in the game, and the Tar Heels had no answer. No answer at all for what Jeff Sims was bringing to the table.
Well, you're going to hear from Jeff Sims here on the show about 9:15 this morning. But it's interesting, Wes, in the sense that a week ago, you heard Clemson's coaches go, man, Georgia Tech gave us the look. We just weren't prepared for it at all. We didn't practice
this. 3-3-5. Yep.
I get a sense that North Carolina saw Sims come in the game and go, Oh, my goodness. We didn't know what to do because Sims went out there and North Carolina could not tackle him. They were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Somebody tackle the man with the ball. Georgia Tech was out of sight Saturday night.
And here's the key. Credit to Andrew Thacker and the defense.
Played great.
Bottled up Sam Howell. 8 sacks, I guess it was, in the ball
13 game. 13 tackle for losses. Yeah. 8 sacks. Harassed them all night. And, you know, North Carolina's offensive line had no idea who was coming where. I mean, you know, Sam Howell's running for his life.
Second time in 3 league games, Mark, the fight got brought to Carolina, and they had a hard time punching back.
Well, both on the road, right?
Yeah,
and that seemed to be pointed out. And we gave you a stat last week on the show, and it comes into play again. It is the 4th time in a row North Carolina ranked on the road, losing to an unranked team. And when that game was getting totally out of control, I kept thinking back to our Mac Brown interview in the summer, where Coach Brown said, hey, we as a program have to learn how to win on the road, how to handle the hype. And I think after 2 games on the road, you'd have to say it was a massive fail for North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got punched at Virginia Tech, and they weren't even in the game Saturday night. I mean, that was just Georgia Tech. If you didn't know any better, you said, hey, one of these teams is ranked and one's not, you'd go, well, the team's in the dark blue, man. They're the ranked team. Wrong answer. I mean, Georgia Tech was that good Saturday night. They were really good.
On both sides.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
really
the
good.
Balance that the Jackets show served them well. So you get 2 schools of thought here. Georgia Tech processed Clemson and advanced.
Yeah.
Okay? Carolina processed Virginia and didn't advance.
And then after seeing Virginia Friday night get now absolutely you wonder, worked over by Wake Forest – makes you wonder.
By the way, hand me that thing on them. Hand me my side of the.
I've already done mine.
I know, but hand me mine. Just
I don't look.
Don't look.
Don't
just,
look.
Just hand me mine. Will right. you hand me mine?
If they get the shot off, I'll get.
They're not going to do it. They're your camera's over here. Y'all aren't going to get to see Pac's accounting. It's hard to read. Just
I got
to
tell you something with accounting.
Yeah,
I know we've already had a ton of folks, and
I mean, fan accounting is up and rolling. We did. I'm going to tell you now, you folks are already submitting like Sunday at noon. We got like 5 or 6 people already submitting.
I put at 7, I went on Twitter, 7:30 in the morning Sunday and said, I've already finished accounting and I need a cocktail. But I'm going to tell you, Wes, it did not take me long to go through it.
Well, okay, that's
good luck with you.
Yeah,
mine's locked and loaded. Sweet 16 in this week, boys.
Kids, just going to show you right here.
You need to take all of yours apart because every week you're a fake left, go right. But I got news for you. This week, there will be some serious movement in the county.
Man, am I glad Tommy Armstrong sent this stuff. Okay, I'm going to lay them all right out here on the table, kids.
Good luck.
Will build these tomorrow. Accounting is tomorrow. Some of you, by the way, kind of touching base and telling us where to put people.
Yeah, that doesn't work. I got news for you.
Man, look, you got to remember now, we're dealing with 2 different cats here.
Yeah.
You got one guy that believes in the Dow and another guy that's over here on the NASDAQ.
Well, everybody's may look like the NASDAQ this week because you start talking about favorites going down.
Yeah.
Thought Clemson's going to dominate the Atlantic. Wrong answer.
Yeah.
Thought North Carolina was the team to beat in the Coastal. Wrong answer. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
2 favorites.
All right, kids, there we go. There they are sitting right out there in America.
Yeah, don't look over my shoulder because you'll be able
Packers.
To see what
you'll
I got
able,
going
Packers already put his together because he's that good on Sundays.
That's right. You know why? Because I'm all day Saturday watching games till 3 o'clock in the morning.
All right, when we come back, there are 2 undefeated teams in this league. Go get it, Dennis Grossell.
What a game this was.
Oh, yeah. And the Swiss, your new favorite team, the Demon Deacons. Still perfect. Next on Packer and Durham, presented by Subway.
Packer and Durham. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
I'm thinking the old shuffleboard game. What
you
think?
Do whatever you need
kind
to do, big
shell
man.
Shell game. What do you think?
You
shell
got till game. Tomorrow to get your little toys in
shell
order.
Game.
And don't peek over my shoulder. Still any ideas?
You know, there's some guy. Okay, I'm just going to say this, you know, because I know y'all are out there. There's somebody DVRing the show. And when we cut to Chrissy, when you cut to the solo shot off camera 3 on Pack, there's some guy that's going to freeze it and see if he can get a look.
I'm not letting you.
We ought to hang a little drape over the top.
No. No. No, listen, plus I'm giving you a sweet 16 tomorrow. right?
Oh, I knew that was coming. I knew there'd be a Sweet 16.
Oh, it's pure tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're going to like tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Going to have a little Padraig Harrington on there for the Sweet 16? About how the Euros put up a big fight?
You got to wait till tomorrow, big man. See All where right. it goes. All right, let's talk about Boston College, Missouri. Eli Drinkwitz,
Heck
not
of a
real.
Game, huh?
It was a tremendous football game.
Yeah.
And Eli Drinkwitz, of course, with the cheap shots about the state of Missouri. I'm not sure why we got to go play this game. Yeah, yeah, dog eat my homework.
Apparently, he does need to play Kansas if he wants to win.
Well, it was. Listen, they're a fun team to watch, but BC's got it going on. That was a great football game.
Sure.
And a tremendous win for BC in overtime. I thought they had won it in regulation. And next thing you know, dude's kicking some 56-yard field goal to send that thing into overtime. But, man, they run the football. You know, after, you know, Jakovic comes in there and they're throwing the thing all over the yard. Griselle comes in. You're thinking, all right, maybe they dial it back a little bit, start running the football. Can they do it? Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can. That offensive line will knock you in the dirt. And I think West BC, Jeff Hafley's got it going on. He said afterwards, I love our culture. We're coming. Get ready for us. Here it comes. I think he's right. We were high on BC before the season, and lo and behold, perfect September.
How about Pat Garwo, 175 rushing yards and two scores? And you know why? Because he was looking at the third worst rushing defense in college football.
That's it.
And you know what? Here's the other thing, too. Don't tell me about SEC toughness when you know what's getting ready to happen and you still can't stop it. Because Missouri had to know Boston College was going to line up and run the football. They had not run the football. We've talked about it for, what, 3 weeks?
Yep.
And guess what BC did? Lined up and ran the football on Missouri.
Yeah, they bloodied their nose. I mean, there's no question.
And stood there and took it. Now, was it a great ball game with huge intrigue? Yeah. Kid kicked a 56-yard field goal to get the thing to overtime. And could have gone 61, it looked like.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was pure.
I mean, he smashed it. But then, here's the thing. Brandon Sebastian has been making plays his entire career. Remember, he had interception in the end zone against Virginia Tech in like the first football game ever on ACC Network. Well, the second one, because Clemson-Georgia Tech was the Thursday night game. But Brandon Sebastian closes the show. Talk about a complete win. Pack, of all the things BC's done this year, this is their best performance.
Well, not only was it their best performance, it was also against the best team they've played.
Right.
And that tells me, hey, they're ready. And again, Jeff Hafley, after the game, fans are running out on the field. They're celebrating. They're having a great time, and they should. And Jeff Hafley talked about that culture. And guess what? BC road trips through Death Valley, where the Tigers are sitting there trying to figure out answers. I think BC knows exactly who their identity is. And man, if Jurkovic were healthy,
woo,
watch out now. But even without Jurkovic, Griselle's got experience. I thought he did a tremendous job Saturday, never panicked. And you mentioned about Sebastian's interception. You know, we do have wide receiver U later in the show.
And the list.
Let me just tell you, this, in my opinion, this is what, the third year we've been doing the show? Third year, because we have two Emmys. This is the third year we've been doing the show. This is the best collection of wide receiver U's that we've ever had. How we're going to narrow it to four, I have no earthly idea, but that's later in the show.
Do we have
great win for BC?
Do we have Romello Brinson on this list? We better.
Yes.
Because if we don't, we need to stop the segment.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep. But a great win for BC. Undefeated. Did not crack the AP top 25.
How?
Well, because we got to make sure Auburn's still there because they had a big win against Georgia State. So, you know, we got to protect. Again, you don't worry about that. What have I told you from day one? Sophisticated college football fans.
Since 1939, the AP doesn't matter.
About the AP poll because there's only one poll that matters. Comes out in November. But make no mistake that this is a top 25 football team in Boston College.
Yeah, and they'll be at Clemson on Saturday night. And boy, how the dynamic of that's changed.
No doubt. Presented by Geico, right here, ACC Network.
That's it. Good call. Yeah. Well done.
I have no idea who the announcers are. I guess it's Hasselbeck and whoever
Dave
wants
O'Brien
to...
and Kelsey.
Oh, Brian's back this week?
Yeah, Dave's back this
he's
week.
He's back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Are the Red Sox not playing? What's going on?
I don't know.
Announcer guy.
I know, but I was at my game.
I know that.
Okay.
So you don't know the reason why?
I don't know.
This is your expertise.
I don't know why. Roy did a fine job. Good to have Roy with us.
Yeah, Roy Philpott.
Clemson guy. Down from Clemson area.
Yeah, he had his orange tie on.
Yeah, I saw that.
I spotted that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the couch.
Sure. All right. Let's go to the Friday night.
This one now. Watch out.
The Swiss.
Watch. I just assumed.
Did you find the flag? That's all I want to know. You got to find the flag.
You want me to fly? I tell you what. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to find the Swiss flag that a gentleman made for me for the Southern Fried Football Tour. We flew it at every Southern Fried Football Tour.
Sure.
The Swiss flag.
Yeah.
And I'll hang it after you get here. Well, I got this Florida State. I got to find a place to hang it.
We should unveil it this week, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I'll do that. I will do that tomorrow.
It's a bye week for the Swiss. Or no, they're playing the host.
No, they got Louisville.
I got Louisville on Saturday at 12:30.
I'll do that tomorrow. We unveil not only accounting, but also that we'll bring the Swiss flag in.
Cards come in with a bit of a.
Yeah, we'll get to them.
Get it too.
But this game Friday night, though, was to me was jaw dropping because Charlotte, listen, nobody goes to Virginia and pushes them around.
That's the point.
That
we spent all week talking about
home
Virginia
field.
At home,
right.
Cavaliers, this, that, and the other. And Wake goes in there, and Sam Hartman and the defense goes to work.
Yep.
Right?
They were like, yeah, that's real cute. Watch this. I mean, that was as impressive of, hey, you're the favorite. You're really good at home. That's cute. Is the guy with the hat and the horse gone through yet? Okay, now we're going to go play some football. And, man, they did. Wake was so complete. And you know they're well coached, right? They're not going to beat themselves. They don't turn the ball over. They're smart with the football. But, man, the defense got after it. The offense was creative, fun, throwing it all over the yard.
Right.
I was really, really impressed with Wake Forest.
They've got 11 takeaways on the season.
They're good, man. And ranked, by the way.
And when you think you got Wake figured out, they start throwing it to Blake Whitehart. I mean, and you're like, that's the blocking tight end.
By the way, the Hoos 0-2 in the league, first time since 2013. Let me ask you this question. North Carolina's got two losses in the league. Virginia's got two losses in the league.
Oh, boy.
In the Coastal, Wes, is it 2-3? Yes or no?
2-over, you mean? Like, are they done?
Like 2-barbecue. Do you bury somebody with two losses in the Coastal, or do you still think there's life if you've got two losses going October? I'm asking you.
I don't know that yet. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no as well.
Because, I mean, who are you? Look,
it's Carolina, who you lose to is really important. Because North Carolina's lost to Virginia Tech's a killer. Because you got to figure the Hokies are going to be in the mix. I'm assuming they are. And you really need them now to lose three.
Okay,
because you lose that tiebreaker.
We're going to get to Virginia Tech. And, I mean, Roddy was talking about this Saturday during the game. I like Virginia Tech, but I got to see a little bit more continuity in offense.
They were sleepwalking Saturday.
Well, and here's the thing. It's a nice win against the Richmond team that lost their starting quarterback on the second play of the game. So we're going to get to Virginia Tech in this, but I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned about where Virginia – defensively, I'm not as concerned.
We'll get to the Hokies.
Yeah, we'll get to the Hokies.
It's about two weeks. Two. It's 2-3 because I'm going to say no to that. Somebody posed that question to me this week, and I said,
I'm going to say no.
It's September. You can't bury anybody in any league.
And it's the Coastal. And by the way, Here's the beauty of the ACC. It's not just the Coastal now. It's not just the Coastal. We got some Atlantic problems going too now. We got Atlantic issues.
Well, the Atlantic issue is NC State has a zero. Wake's got a zero. BC has a zero.
Yeah, we'll deal with the.
The issue in the Atlantic is that the team with the issue is Clemson.
Yeah.
And we just thought, all right, it's the Tigers and everybody else. That's not the case.
We got cars behind the wall getting tuned up and getting a fresh set of tires here. We got some people need to get their, you know, get their engines fixed.
Seismic shift. That's what I said on Twitter this week in the Atlantic with NC State's win.
By the way, Wake Forest, FPI.
No, I don't care about FPI.
Got the Deacon strong in the next few
years. Yeah, where were they last week? FPI.
Virginia was there.
Yeah, right.
All right.
All right.
Counting. The non-conference blowouts. I tell you what was really good to see was J.J. Redick and Carlos Boozer and let's see who else. Chris Duhon, Nate James. Blue Devils got a big win against that Kansas team of Danny Manning and Wayne Simeon and Jacques Vaughn. It was football. And here are the Hokies. looking good on defense, posting a win. Miami beat the Blue Devils of Central Connecticut State. Non-conference blowouts next on Packer and Durham, presented by Subway.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Hey, don't forget, Saturday's coverage of the ACC starts in the huddle, presented by Marathon. Jordan Cornette has all the fellas, Eric McClain, EJ Manuel, Coach Rick, get you ready for a big weekend of ACC football. They'll get the slate of games going. And they get cranked up Saturday morning, 10 a.m., ahead of Pitt and Georgia Tech from Midtown Atlanta. It's the huddle, presented by Marathon on ACC Network. And the ESPN app.
Is that the Handshake Classic Saturday? Georgia Tech Pitt?
Might be, Pack. It might be.
Huh? Handshake yeah. Classic.
Some remember that from a year ago.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember there was a little blow by.
A little drive by at the end there.
Yeah, that was a little quick old school. Yeah, I could see it. Tell the wife I said hello.
I'm not sure we even got to that part.
No, right? I'm not sure we did either.
No.
Well, that'll be a good football game, given what Pitt's doing and given what Georgia Tech's done the last 2 weeks. Interesting
Hall
game.
Of Fame weekend, by the way.
Handshake Classic. That's what I'm going with.
No, okay.
Well, that's what I'm going to say.
We're going to let you stand on
I
that.
I am going to.
Okay, all week you're going to go
week.
With that?
I'll also take Tremaine in North Carolina, okay. Who's been holding patience this morning.
Tremaine, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. So my wife and I have gave birth to our third son over the weekend, and I don't know if – well, thank you, but I don't know if it was her water breaking that got my son here or the trauma of defense.
Hang on, Jermaine. Sounds like you went Bluetooth on us. There we go. All right, go ahead.
I don't know. It's just very frustrating. And I had a recommendation. I was telling your producer, you guys should change wide receiver U to dub receiver U, because wide receiver U sounds like a name that too.
Well, we had another name for it. We were told we couldn't use it. So we went with WRU.
Yeah.
You want to know the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, I always heard that to fast forward pregnancy, maybe Mexican food.
Eggplant. I always heard eggplant.
I didn't know it was Virginia's defense was the one that does the trick. Who knew? But Jermaine, congratulations. And for Virginia, hey, that effort in Chapel Hill defensively was a nightmare. One much better Friday night against the Deacs. And now you got to go down to Miami. And the Canes are fresh off of destroying something from Connecticut by 69 this weekend.
Yes, that's right.
I told you I wasn't real thrilled with these games.
I know.
I was so...
In fact, you tagged one of them Roast Beef A&M or something.
That's my new nickname for cupcakes. If you're going to schedule cupcake, I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say you're playing Roast Beef A&M.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of deli sandwiches being cut this weekend. Because I was so convinced that Pitt wouldn't lose. I told you.
The they marble lost rye. Them.
Yeah, if they lost to New Hampshire, I'm
we're
taking every
take all of it out.
Everything that's got Pitt in this room was leaving the studio. That was the safest bet ever. 77-7. Kenny Pickett goes off. Good for him. Throwing it all over the yard. They'll have to take that down to ATL this weekend. I'm telling you, that's going to be a fun football game.
Oh, yeah. Let's start in Durham. Well, no, we'll keep it. Let's keep it in Pittsburgh. 707 yards for the Panthers. 707, the old Boeing jet. 707s. I mean, really? And Kenny Pickett's having, speaking of 707, he's having 7-on-7 drills. Jordan Addison, I mean, if you play the game long enough, Jordan Addison scores how many touchdowns, right?
I'm going to be totally transparent here. Games like this should be scheduled. I'm sorry. Great for New Hampshire. Hopefully you got a nice check.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is not what's great for college football. I'm sorry.
All right.
I know everybody gets to play and all that great stuff. Everybody gets their juice box at the halftime. But 77-7, come on now. We can do better than that.
Let's go to Miami while we're on this topic.
Ditto.
Because Central Connecticut State, the boys from New Britain, came marching to the Hard Rock. The Blue Devils, as it were, and lost 69 to the empty set. largest shutout win for Miami since they beat Savannah State 77-0 3 years ago.
The only good thing about this game, number one, you get a win, obviously.
Sure.
Number two, you get a chance to see the backup quarterbacks who looked good. I thought they looked good in the spring, and they certainly looked good Saturday. So you know, hey, the future is bright in that department. And the fact that De'Ara King didn't have to play.
Right.
And hopefully gives him extra time to get healthy before you really jump in the deep end of the pool and take on that Virginia defense and Brennan Armstrong Thursday night at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, that's the other issue in this deal is the quick turnaround.
That's right.
Romello Brinson's catch, also a highlight of the game.
WRU, it is spectacular.
We'll get to
one of many from the weekend.
All right, let's get to the last of the FCS moves here. Virginia Tech beat Richmond 21-10. The Hokies get 6 for 102 and a score from Trey Turner, who also is a WRU nominee.
Yep.
Punt return from Tavion Robinson. The only area I would have a concern is that Braxton Burmeister played fine, but they got to be better offensively, Pack, in terms of completing just the next step throws and things like that. I mean, right here before the Turner touchdown catch, he misses Turner in the end zone on a throw that would have made it 7-0. Turner comes back and makes a harder catch for the score. Burmeister, again, makes plays with his feet. No question about that. I like where they are defensively. Now, Richmond lost their starting quarterback on the second play of the ball game, Joe Mancuso. And that made a big difference in terms of maybe where the Spiders were offensively. But I like Virginia Tech on defense. They're kind of coming along there for Justin Hamilton.
I thought Virginia Tech was sleepwalking. Got to tell you, I sampled your game.
By the way,
I sampled it.
Bye week, Notre Dame and Blacksburg in primetime in 2 weeks.
Yep. You know, I think the bye week comes at a good time for Virginia Tech.
I would agree.
I think they know enough about their team that they like. There's some things they got to work on. They get extra time for Notre Dame, which will be a great scene in Blacksburg again, especially given what the Irish have done.
Right.
Going 4-0. They've trailed in every game, and they're 4-0. So they got Cincinnati this week, which will be a big deal for the Irish.
Right.
I think Virginia Tech's going to catch Notre Dame at the perfect time because that will be a very emotional game in South Bend. But if you're the Hokies, you know what? You're 1-0 in the league. Life is good. You look back at the West Virginia game, what it could have, should have. You got off to a better start. You had a shot, but you didn't. And you know what? Move forward. I think from that perspective, you're okay. Life's going to be all right.
By the way, the ACC has 5 wins against the Power 5 this year. 5 so far in non-conference. Do you know who has 2 of them? Duke, who beat Kansas 53-33 on Saturday at Wallace Wade. Now, Mateo Durant just continues to do it, my man. 21 for 124 and a score.
And Kansas continues to do it. That is stink, because they do. Kansas, no disrespect. Duke's supposed to beat Kansas. Everybody's supposed to beat Kansas. And 21 can play for a lot of folks in this country now. 21's a man.
Yep. Gunnar Holmberg, another 300-yard day, two-pack.
But
be
Kansas,
careful now. Here come the Blue Devils.
I get that. But Kansas brought in a terrible team with terrible uniforms, and they're looking forward to Midnight Madness, which will start here in a couple weeks, and they're still waiting for the NCAA to punish them on both the football and basketball side.
Jeez.
I mean, seriously, Kansas stinks. Is somebody going to be telling the truth on this show? I mean, I'm just going to tell you like it is.
I was looking at how good Durant played, Holmberg played.
But you're supposed to look good against Kansas. Everybody looks good against Kansas.
All right.
So Duke's done. They get North Carolina next.
Yep.
We're done with the preseason non-conference slate.
Yeah, we're getting around to real games here.
Right. I mean, 3-1, 4-0 would have been better. That Charlotte game, you still look back at that and go, well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But 3-1's all right, coming off last year's deal, and you move on. You get ready for your arch rival 8 miles down the road.
We go to the 8 o'clock hour asking two real questions here. Actually, two teams and a real question. What's next for Clemson and Carolina?
The two preseason favorites.
Yeah. I mean, both of them have 2 losses, and we're not to October.
Yep.
So now what? Now what for the Tigers? Now what for the Tar Heels? Next on Packer and Durham.
Packer and Durham.